From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art. Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. Coming up, we'll hear about Anchorage Festival of Music's upcoming performance and screening of the 1923 silent film Scaramouche. The black and white epic will be accompanied by a live Baroque ensemble at Beartooth Theater on Sunday, October 1st at 4 p.m. I'm joined by Anchorage Festival of Music Artistic Director Laura Koenig to find out more.
Scaramouche tells the story of a very specific time of the French Revolution between 1791 and 1792. And it's a story of love and revenge. The protagonist, I'll just a little bit of the plot here. André sees his friend brutally murdered in a one-sided duel, not to give too much away. But the murderer is the evil Marquis. And it's very complicated because André wants to revenge the death of his friend by getting involved in the workings against the aristocracy. But this evil Marquis is courting André's long love, Aline. So it's a beautiful plot that's based on a very popular book from the era. But what's extraordinary about this particular movie is the production value. Mm. The director, Rex Ingram, by the way, his original name was Rex Ingram Hitchcock, but he dropped the Hitchcock because he thought he'd never make it in Hollywood with that name. Anyway, Rex Ingram was an art major, and he left his art program at Yale to become a studio director on the East Coast. And then when Hollywood started, he moved out to the West Coast. So he brought this artistic vision to his films.
It's like one of those films where you could take a still from like any scene and you're like, ah, masterwork.
It's unbelievable. And it's unbelievable on that aspect, but it's also, it's a blockbuster. I mean, the budget at the time went over $1 million, which was unheard of.
Typically, this is 100 years ago.
Yeah, 100 years ago. We're coming up to the exact centennial release. But yeah, a typical budget was probably wouldn't go more than $20,000. And you had just days to produce a movie back then. And this was months of production. In fact, the first few weeks were constructing an entire French village out in the San Fernando Valley down in Southern California, 60 acres. They had a running river. I mean, the detail is extraordinary. But we're fortunate to have a good print of it. And that's the other thing. Sometimes, you know, there are times with any old film that is going to kind of get a little grainy at times. But this one was luckily preserved for us.
Well, so we kind of touched on this, but, you know, the concert is going to be kind of celebrating the centennial of the film. But what was kind of the inspiration to, you know, combine Anchorage Festival of Music with, you know, an event at Beartooth?
Well, it really started with having participated in live score performances on modern instruments for modern films and also silent movies. I thought it would be kind of fun to use the Anchorage Festival's Baroque Ensemble because we do a fair bit of Baroque music with the festival. It's part of our sort of our core mission. Mm-hmm. So that's where it came from. And very quickly in studying films that were period films of the 18th century, you know, silent movies, I found Scaramouche. And just, you know, when I looked at its description in the film database, it said release September 30th, October 1st, 1923. I thought, oh, that's interesting. It really gave it a little more, well, significance. And Beartooth seemed like the perfect match, and it has been the perfect match. Absolutely. It's going to have a great vibe, which a silent movie back then would have. I mean, people would have been eating just like, you know, we do today with popcorn and stuff. Of course, at the Beartooth, they have great food and great beverages. Interesting enough, I found the program when Scaramouche was premiered in the UK, and they served a full tea for that. So I think it captures the era really well to have it at the Beartooth.
So I also see that there's a specialty cocktail for the event, too.
Yes, that is going to be crafted specifically for this event. So if you want your Scaramouche cocktail, you have to see Scaramouche.
Well, so you mentioned the Baroque Ensemble and playing period instruments along with the film. What does that entail, period instruments?
Well, period instruments in this case, we are using our full-size double manual, happens to be a French harpsichord, along with Jonathan Salzito, who's our harpsichordist coming up from California. also is able to patch into our digital harpsichord and create any sort of organ sound. So he's going to make it from a French organ of that era. Hmm. So we're going to have harpsichord along with organ. And the Marseillaise sound really good with organ. And as far as the other instrumentalists, we have Don Lindsay, Linda Autumn, both playing string instruments, violin and cello, that have been set up in a baroque way, which means using, instead of modern metal strings, or they're using gut strings.
Oh, wow.
We're also using baroque bows, which are typically shorter, not always shorter, but they are of a different tension and a different... just different techniques involved. And I'll be playing a baroque flute, which is probably like the harpsichord. I mean, if you look at a violin and a cello, they may look very similar to what they did. But obviously the harpsichord looks different than the piano. And a modern flute looks very different than a one-keyed wooden instrument, which I'll be playing. So.
Okay, interesting. I mean, how, just like as a musician, you know, how is kind of going back and forth between, you know, maybe I'm assuming you probably play the modern flute primarily.
Yes, I do as far as performance is concerned, but the baroque era and the baroque flute is one of my probably. I mean, if I could just play that, I would. Mm. There's something about the nuance that, well, the repertoire too, and particularly I've always loved French music, so this is perfect because because for this film we're going to be using music primarily of the exact period, the 1790s, 1780s, with a little bit earlier in there. The way it's crafted is when you see the nobility who's a little bit out of touch, we'll have some older French music. This is mostly, you know, internal jokes, but
Well, you know, also tell me about the cue sheets, because that's really interesting. It sounds like you got some of the original cue sheets to be able to use.
Yes. Very fortunately, there are two extant cue sheets. The easiest to obtain was at the UCLA Special Collections, which has 90 very specific cues. Now, what a cue sheet did would say, primarily in a silent film, it says what title. When something comes on the screen and it's what someone's saying, they can also say an action, you know, runs across room, and then says start music here. And what's nice about the UCLA ones is they're detailed in a couple of ways. It not only gives you the piece, but it gives you the exact amount of time.
Mm.
I have a second cue sheet, which I was really fortunate to find at the National Library of Ireland in Dublin. And this cue sheet was, I think, was for the UK premiere, actually, it's not clear, but it complements it. And it's very similar to some of the music that they used, but they go the extra bit and has a column that says the sort of the mood of the music.
Mm.
What was very common in that era, when you did a historical drama, you would have this team of composers that would come up with suggested cues because, you know, they didn't match sound. I mean, these are silent movies, right? But they were performed primarily with some sort of live performer. Now, we have this view that it was always like an organist who was there continually playing. Now, some of the bigger theaters actually had full orchestras or small chamber ensembles like we're going to be using, was probably the norm to have 3 to 6 people performing. And these are suggested cues. So you could go with what they have, the specific pieces, and they would have a library of pieces, either from historical pieces or contemporary pieces that were designed just for the, you know, various films that would say things like heavy, dramatic, or comedic. And one of the – actually, this is really important to this film and something I hadn't realized before, but one of the first tasks – a composer, or I should say a music editor, would do when they had a silent film that was of like a historical period, would be to find a piece from the era of the story and make that the theme of the piece.
Hmm.
And this particular movie uses the Beethoven Minuet in G, and it becomes sort of the love theme of the piece, and it appears in various formats and various lengths throughout the movie. And I think this is cool because it was written almost the exact same time as the story. It's not a French work, but Beethoven was somebody who really was very political, and he really early embraced the ideas of the French Revolution, the idea of the equality of people and this sort of thing. So I think it's a very appropriate piece, even though it's not French. But what one other thing about the cues, what struck me is how little they actually use these generic cues. They really tried to match the authentic vision of the director, and they used a fair bit of music from the era.
Well, that's awesome. That's super cool that, like, you know, a 100-year-old film can continue maybe, like, making an impression on people and holding up, and you can kind of breathe new life into it with some musical choices as well.
Yeah, so for when they did use pieces that weren't from the era, we're going to substitute music from the era. So instead of having heavy dramatic number 10, will use something appropriate using, which is really nice about the European one when it says, I can find the mood to it. So for like, if it's plaintive or something, oh, well.
I know this piece will work.
Yeah, this will work
one.
For that.
Well, you know, how does performing along with like the cue sheet compared to just a typical, you know, concert with a conductor leading you, you know, with no images behind you, I guess?
It's very athletic.
You'll be on your toes.
Yes. I mean, it's the film is shown in two acts. So there's a short intermission between the acts, which is needed for us. But each one of those acts will go very, very quickly because even though it's not a continuous score, we need to end things at certain times and start things in certain times and get the tempo because we're not having a designated conductor. The de facto conductor is me because I have this film memorized at this point, but it's going to be important. I mean, when they're storming, you know, the crowd is storming and you're supposed to play the Marseillaise, you don't want the love theme. We want to make sure we're not getting, but it's funny. I've read stories from the era that we have this vision of these great accompaniments to silent film, but a lot of accidents happen where the organist just like didn't care and wasn't watching the
like,
movie.
Yeah, I'm getting off the clock here in a second.
Yeah, right. And they were just like winging it at some point. You know, it's a pretty fun stories.
You know, that's about all I've got for you, but can you maybe go over some of the specifics about, you know, the schedule and some of that other info, tickets, stuff like
yes.
that?
Yes. So the concert / screening, it will be Sunday, October 1st at 4 p.m. at the Beartooth. And if you haven't been to the Beartooth in a while, you no longer have to wait in line and find some way to, you know, storm and find your proper seat. No, you can get the exact seat you want in advance. And tickets are available only at beartooththeater.net. And I strongly suggest getting them as soon as you can. There's not a bad seat in the Beartooth. Oh, one thing I should say is that there are some advantages to sitting up close if you want to watch the musicians in addition to the film. You won't want to take your eyes away from the film, to be honest. It's a beautiful movie, and you'll be sipping your cocktail. So
that was Anchorage Festival of Music Artistic Director Laura Koenig. AFM will be hosting a screening of the 1923 silent film epic Scaramouche, accompanied by a live Baroque ensemble. That happens Sunday, October 1st at 4 p.m. at the Beartooth Theater. And that's all for State of Art. I'm Ammon Swenson.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.